From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Chinese-owned Syngenta is upping the ante on seed investments with $400 million earmarked for growth and expansion. According to AgWeb.com, the company is adding significant staff, expanding research capabilities, and aggressively seeking acquisition and partnership opportunities. Syngenta Seeds President David Hollenrake says, "You can expect us to be aggressive in the pursuit of acquisitions that complement our portfolio." Syngenta recently announced a global seed treatment licensing agreement with Japanese chemical company Nippon Soda. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue took center stage at the Commodity Classic in Anaheim, offering a forceful defense on his support for the renewable fuel standard while trying to ease concerned corn growers. As reported in AgriPulse, Perdue told the gathering that President Trump stands unequivocally with corn farmers, biofuel farmers, and the RFS. Perdue also reassured the crowd that he stands with the president. Visitors to the Commodity Classic had an opportunity to listen to a panel assembled by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the Infrastructure for New Technology, as part of AEM's Infrastructure Vision 2050 initiative, recognizing the gap between broadband infrastructure and production agriculture. According to AgWire.com, panelists agreed broadband availability will be more key in the future as autonomous equipment will require full-time, consistent connectivity. Even now, while 70% of corn and soybean acres have a yield monitor collecting harvest data, only 40% gets transmitted for analysis. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.